It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Every Friday, we take some time to talk to Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes and check in on the local market, cover different areas of real estate. Shane, good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Well, we are into a Friday here and a lot going on. This time of year, it's been especially interesting to watch the real estate market. A lot of shifts and changes going on.
Absolutely. I've never seen anything like this in my 10 years with the rates going up and down and up and down. So last week, I gave some really good news that rates had finally dropped down in the low fives. I think we were at 5.22 last Friday. And right now, the average conventional in the United States is 5.07. So it's gone down even more. VA down around 4.75, FHA around 4.7. And these are your average rates. So some people are getting higher. Some people are getting lower with exceptional credit.
Wow.
But super good news.
And it's interesting to see because I'm not totally sure that was anticipated by a lot of people.
No, with the Federal Reserve raising the federal funds rate last Wednesday by 0.75%, a lot of people thought the rates were going to go up. And if you follow the rates like on an hourly basis like I do, it's been wild. They actually were at 5.5 2 days ago. So they went from 5.22 last Friday, they went all the way up to 5.5, and then they dropped back down to 5.07. So it's pretty wild how quickly these are going up and down. And for the people that want to check their rates daily, there's a website called Mortgage News Daily, and they keep their rates. They're probably the fastest at being able to update those. Most people look at the Freddie Mac website, and the problem with that is they only check Monday and Tuesday, and then they announce it on Thursday. So they only – it's not a very current rate. And that used to be fine when the rate didn't change very much, but now that data is 3 days old. Mortgage News Daily is a lot more current.
What are some of the other things related to the rates and the whole process with loans, et cetera, that maybe people ought to know about?
Yeah, that's a good question. So a couple things that people – you'll often see if you're looking for rates online or even a lender, we kind of call it lender speak. They'll say, okay, what's your best rate right now? Well, right now it's 4.75 with 1 point. And most people don't know what 1 point means. So what a point is in an interest rate, it's 1% of the loan, and it's a fee that could be paid by the borrower or the seller to get the interest rate down. So typically, If you're buying a one, let's just say you have a $300,000 loan, and it's at 5%. If you pay $3,000, so 1% of $300,000, 1 point, you can drop that typically down a quarter to a half a percent. So instead of getting a 5%, you're now at a 4.5% potentially. Or on a conventional 4.25, it would save you about $90 a month. So that doesn't sound like a lot, but if you think about, you know, that's $1,080 a year you'd save for that $3,000. And so is it a good idea to buy points? If you're going to be there, it usually takes about 3 years to recoup that $3,000 with your savings. So if you're going to be there longer than 3 years, every year you're saving $1,080. So I think it's a good idea. And right now, this is a rare time in our market where often you can get the seller to pay down your rate by giving one or two, even 2 points, and going down like 0.75% in rate. So, yeah, I think it's a good idea if you're a long-term buyer. And right now, I think if you are buying a single-family residential home, you should be in it for the long haul because the short term is never known, but especially right now.
Wow. You know, it's interesting. Over the years, as my parents bought various homes, the issue of points would come up. And every single time it happened, it's like, okay, let's go over what this means again. This one's kind of hard to follow. And again, points to the need to be working with professionals that keep track of this and can explain it. Because if you would have just asked me to explain it cold, you would have gotten the wrong answer.
Yeah, for sure. And the other kind of confusing thing about points is it's always 1% of the loan. So what, if you're at 400,000, 1 point is 4,000. If you're at 350, it's $3,500 is 1 point. But how much that buys down your rate varies. So sometimes it's 0.25% and sometimes it's 0.5%. Right now it's more like 0.5%, which is also rare. So you can buy down your rate pretty quicker as they, because they're going up so quickly, and then now they're going down really quickly. But points are something that you should definitely discuss with your realtor, or mainly with your lender, because they're the one to tell you how much you can drop your rate by either you paying the point or 2 points, or your seller paying the point or 2 points.
So with the market right now, we're getting into, just in the midst of summer and really kind of past the halfway point. You seen any change in the sales? How many homes are selling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been pretty steady. So we had only 28 pendings in the last week in the entire county. And this is talking about residential. I'm not talking about commercial properties and bare land. So 28, that's pretty low. Last week we had, 33. The week before, 39. The week before that, 36. So, yeah, we've been in the low 30s for quite a while. So that's about the same. We've had about 50 new listings in the last week. So our inventory has actually risen by about 13 in the last week. So we have 371 active residential homes currently in Douglas County. And that's actually quite a lot. If you think about March, we had 140. So there's currently 230 more houses available for buyers than there was in March.
So what's the impact on the prices when you have that change?
Yeah, so it's pretty flat. By my calculations, I think prices went up maybe 1% in the from June to July. They were flat in May and June. So what we're getting is what a lot of people predicted, is we're getting a plateau of prices, of sale prices, and it's still about the 360,000 range to 370. And like I said, we've been there since May. So prices are not going up. They have flattened out now for three straight months, and that's good news for buyers for sure. The other good news is there's a lot more properties to look at, and I've mentioned this before, but it's even more so now. You can usually get the seller to contribute to either your closing costs or to buy points to get your interest rate lower. So it's really a good time. If you can really, of course, you got to make sure you can afford the payment. I just had somebody I met with yesterday. They're pre-approved at $270,000. But after we spoke and talked about their budget, they were more comfortable buying around $230,000. Yeah, even just because you can doesn't mean you should with our conversation. So we are now looking at $230,000 homes instead of 270, because it just fits his budget better.
Yeah, one of those things, because it's going to be the biggest investment you'll ever make, and you're in it for a number of years, so it's an important thing to get it correctly there. Wrap it up. Shane, if folks want to get connected with you, you've got a lot of people on your team. Talk about how to do that.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we have 62 agents now, and we're all over the state of Oregon. So wherever you're at, we can connect you with the right fit, the right agent. You can Google Oregon Life Homes, or you can call us at 541-391-4945.
All right, Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes.